edit in a sound bit of a T-Rex. So then I was all like...
Sean.
Yo.
We tried Oculus Rift.
I've heard. And did it meet your expectations?
Like, I don't think I'll buy an Oculus when it comes out to the consumer market. But it is the type of thing where if my friend has one, I'll always go over at his place and play.
Well, I think it really depends on the price and the content that's being made for it. Like, think of the Kinect. Like, the Kinect was pretty broken, but what killed it more than that was that there were no games for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just wasn't being made.
Yeah, you need people to develop on it.
Yeah, you had this really interesting piece of technology that was really, like, forward-thinking, but nobody was making content for it. Nothing that, like, would appeal to me. Like, I mean, I'm sure, like, the Kinect is great for dancing games, but, like, if I'm going to, like, spend, like, $70 on a video game... I'm not going to, like, buy a dancing game. That's not me, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what appeals to me and my demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no content for that demographic, which is, I'd say, like, 18 to 25-year-olds is probably the biggest video game market. Yeah. Well, I'm sure it is, you know?
No, but trying the Oculus, for sure, like, it was for sure, like, it seemed like something... For sure the porn industry is going to go crazy on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Virtual reality sex is the number one thing that's going to happen.
Can't wait.
I think everybody who sees the
Oculus over to his girlfriend is like... Can't wait.
It's going to change the game.
This right here? No need.
Gonna be good. Oh my god.
No need.
And then it's going to be virtual reality everything.
That was what freaked Jess out the most was the idea of, like, for letting go of your responsibility of real life because, like I said, it, like,
you have this
if virtual reality is better than real life, why not just stay in it? And she was like, well, that just feels inauthentic and it feels like,
that's
like a cop-out, you know?
I don't know about that. I mean, I'm sure people said the same about television or video games or whatever, that it's like, it's escapism. Mm. Fuck, somebody probably said that about books at some point in history, right. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I think people have more common sense than that and more of like a survival instinct.
Well, I think anything...
Like Second Life.
Yeah.
Exactly, but it just has to be used responsibly, and where Second Life is like an example of irresponsible Sims.
Oh, totally.
No, exactly.
There's just freaky people on it.
But also, how much time can you spend on it if the screen is 2 inches away from your eyes?
I feel
they're going to put some sort
it.
Of restriction on it where they'll say, you should only do this for this amount of time a day, otherwise your eyesight is going to get screwed up.
I feel like they're going to fix that, though. Like, that's going to be a thing of the beginning of it, where it's like, oh, I can only play 2 hours of this, but then eventually they'll make one that's just like...
But you're essentially watching TV this close to your face.
I'm sure as it is, it's probably really bad for you. But, like, I know, like, lots of, like...
You have to be cross-eyed for the most of it, I felt. Like, a lot of it to focus, right? You have to be... Because it's this close. It's really close. Like,
no, because both of your eyes are looking at different screens, and if you cross your eyes... You won't be looking, you'll be looking in the same direction.
The screens are warped a bit, but I still felt like you cross your eyes. Like, if you look at your finger and you bring it closer to your face, to focus on it this close to your face, you have to cross your eyes.
No, but the thing is, that's how the 3D works, is that one eye looks at one screen, the other looks at the other. So you're never looking at one single screen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess. I felt cross-eyed. I don't know why. I felt afterwards my eyes were tired.
Yeah, like, no, ugh. For sure.
It was funny. I thought I would feel really disoriented walking out because I would take it off and be like, whoa, the world looks so different. And then I realized, well, the world's also in 3D, so it's not that
it's
different.
Not that weird.
I wasn't that disoriented.
Andy and I had this bit about virtual reality where, like, we would wear Oculus in the apartment and model, have a, like, 3D graphic model of the apartment in Oculus. And we'd, like, jump on the furniture and be like, whoa, look at this. I'm on the coffee table.
Like, we just play video games in it. Like,
in Oculus, we play video games.
No, it was also surprising how not disorienting it was to take it off and then put it back on. Like, the girl tapped on my shoulder to be like, yeah, there's a bunch of people. Because I was on it for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I took it off and I was like, oh, sure. And then put it back on, no problem. Like, that was really easy. Like, I thought it was going to be like a whole thing. If you just rip it off, you're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, here comes reality again.
Gulf War Syndrome.
What the fuck? Like, you're Cyclops from X-Men.
Yeah, it was great.
But it is coming, like, to a consumer market soon, right?
Well, Sony's doing the Morpheus, and Facebook's got the Oculus. It's like...
But like, for what purpose? Like, what will it be used for?
I think Sony's going to be much more in for video games, and then Oculus, I imagine, is going to be both for video games, but also for, like, social apps. Like, I was trying to sell it to Jess.
Farmville in 3D.
Not necessarily, but, like, imagine... Her parents live in Paris. Yeah. So it's like, imagine you could, you know, have... go for a walk in the park with your parents in the afternoon type thing. You would have virtual reality, Sims-y kind of experiences.
That's some really science fiction-y type shit like that. I think that's really cool. If that applies...
I also thought
like
surrogates
or whatever, like...
If they put a webcam on the front of the Oculus, you could have augmented reality. Where, like, you actually see what's around you,
I feel
but
like
with a HUD.
That's a recipe for... I feel like Google Glass would just be simpler. Why have a screen in the whole thing, right? But because that sounds scary to me, of like a fucking polar bear being generated and you're like freaking out or whatever.
I don't think that's what he's talking about at all.
No, but
I'm talking about a fucking polar bear. I'm talking about like if you're, I don't know what exactly.
Right, you have your like cell phone here, people calling you. It's kind of like when you're looking at your computer or whatever.
Kind of, yeah.
But what I'm saying is that could you manipulate like real life with like, you could put a spider like right there on the table, even though there's no spider there.
Oh yeah, there's totally.
That's scary. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that people, but already... What if I could hack your Google Cloud, your Oc, and I'm just
Doc Oc,
and I just decide to put, I don't know, a car coming right at you, but there's no car, and you're just like, yeah, and you jump
in my apartment. Well,
like you're walking on the street, and you're like, oh, it's a beautiful day. I got my Oc.
I guess, yeah.
But, I don't know what you guys are on, but
okay, it's a weird tangent of so far the future, like way too old.
Okay,
for
what
that?
If we have augments and we can live for like a good 300 years?
Ooh,
no, I'm just kidding.
What if only you could live for 300 years?
You would totally.
What?
You see your whole family and friends die?
Yes.
You start a family, your kids outgrow you, die, and then you have a new family.
A new one.
It's that's like, what I always.
I don't know, man.
It's very zen, no attachments.
Not that, but like, I guess it'd be kind of depressing.
No, I
but
mean,
think about the technology.
That's what I'm saying, is that you get to see the world progress for 300 years.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, think of your grandparents and how much they dig new technology. They don't. You just reach a
certain. I just love the iPod.
Okay, let's be clear. When you're 200, it's going to be relative. When you're 200, you're going to be 40, like, or whatever, you know, or like middle aged.
When you're 200,
when you're 150, you're going to be middle aged.
Are we talking Interstellar here?
Your body's at the body of a 50-year-old or whatever, a 60-year-old. Like
you, so would, you're just I saying. Feel like,
so this, you're having the longest puberty ever. Who wants that?
Grandparents don't give a fuck about technology because they got other things to worry about. Like their knees are shitty now. All their friends are dying.
I'm pretty sure that's not why.
Their eyes are crazy now. Yeah, it's like their family doesn't come see them. That's what I mean. So they don't give a flying fuck what Google is.
Give them Oculus Rifts.
I'd actually love to see that happen.
Bring them back to the 30s at the dances. Like,
wow. Everything
ever seen
sucks.
Man jab like that?
Just like before.
Thank you for letting me relive my trauma.
Who won the war? I don't know. It was a really cool experience overall, though. Like, I was really stoked coming out of the Oculus.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to see old people try the Oculus because, like, it doesn't seem like it's a complicated thing. You just, like, you use your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested to see what, like...
What their reaction is? I feel like they should be like, I guess it's all right. I've seen fucking so much. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
I still remember the first car.
When I showed my grandpa how to use an iPhone, he was just like, okay, so I press here? I'm like, yeah. He's like, he just stopped using it.
He's like, all right.
He's like, all right, I did that. Back to my Bible. Like, yeah. He doesn't give a shit. It's not impressive.
Day is coming.
For some reason, his grandpa's like this preacher.
He's not a preacher, but he's very religious.
Okay.
And he'll every time I go over, if you ask him, he'll tell you his whole idea about prophecies.
Are you serious?
And how Israel is the key to the end of the world or whatever. So for Christmas, I got him a book on the Armageddon. Because nothing says Christmas more like the end of the world. No, he's very, like, weird like that. Just, he's old and he reads the Bible a lot and he reads, like, things about Israel a lot, and he's like, well, put two and two together.
These two things. That's interesting, though. But you're right. Like, I remember, like, when my grandma saw FaceTime. Like, we're talking to my cousin out of Vancouver.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, like my hair, like, I look goofy, man. Like, for some reason, the fact that she was talking to my cousin all the way across the country was like secondary to the fact that, oh, I don't look very good right now. Like she understood the technology, but it was just like she didn't care enough.
It just went over, like, yeah.
It's just like, oh, okay, well, then this is my first concern. Like, right. I think, like, I know when I saw FaceTime for the first time, I was like, this is really neat. This is fucking cool.
Yeah.
But like an older person is like, you know, whatever. I'm just going to get back to my chores.
Chores. What did your
grandma do? Grandma, did you do my fucking dishes yet?
She sleeps in the closet.
Oh God.
We Harry Potter her.
Hey Grandma, come check this out. Then we sent her back to
on Christmas. Everyone gives each other's presents and then tells the grandma to clean up the wrapping paper afterwards.
She goes around with like the black garbage bag, just like bending over with her shitty back.
Kick her.
Hey, oh grandma, my God, Andy.
You fucking kicker. Just
the worst. Oh my God.
Old people abuse.
He's getting really ageist.
Yeah, we've been hating on old people quite a bit.
No, but I think it's just, yeah, you stop caring at a certain point.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, what if when we're 90 years old and the Oculus has become like Oculus 3.0? Fucking
we got 3 versions of it?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And like, it's like reboot. Like the world is, and like the world is digital.
Give me the big bars of purple. Come down.
Hey man, it's coming. If you the prophecy is true. What if the world is digital?
Did you ever see Reba when you were a kid, Sarah?
No.
That was in your go-to show. What was the show in your childhood that was?
Oh, it was a TV show. I thought it was a movie.
Yeah, Reba was about like. It was about what happens in a computer, and it's basically like a city with like digital kind of people, but they were like humanoid, and they
basically
robots a digital and stuff. And it was very like early 3D.
So, what age group was this?
Young,
around 6 to 14, like very. Mm. But it was like fun. It was like a game when the user, which is the person using the computer, would play a game. Like a big chunk of the city would go into this game, and whoever was caught under that is in the game. And you basically, it's like a game that's themed after anything. So like they did one for like the Evil Dead or whatever.
Yeah, they went from like a clown horror house.
Yeah, fantasy like game or whatever. Like
so like most people would avoid going into it because they were dangerous. Because if you got hurt in the thing, you would really get hurt.
You would be deleted.
Yeah, it's true.
Everyone was a byte. That was the idea. Like there was megabyte and there was like,
it's like
everyone
the Matrix.
Was a piece of information basically.
Yeah, it was a little bit like the Matrix.
They had blue skin and wacky silver hair. It was awesome.
Yeah. I remember there was one episode that was like a three-parter where they got into like an episode of like Wile E. Coyote or the equivalent.
Jeez.
But the thing is, like, they had to catch the like equivalent of the fucking
Roadrunner?
The Roadrunner, yeah.
Alright.
They had to catch the Roadrunner if they wanted the game to finish. But like as they quickly discovered from like the Wile E. Coyote, it's fucking impossible to catch that goddamn thing. And they could not leave until they did it, but the whole that thing only exists as a gag that, like, right. By the way, the Roadrunner is completely uncatchable. Mm. So they, like, got stuck. And that was, like, it was a three-part episode. I remember, like, three nights in a row that played, and they fucking finally got it.
That was so anticlimactic.
Well,
did they figure out a whole series of traps or something?
Yeah, I know. It got super complicated. But the thing is, like, it was interesting because they're in a frame of mind, like, oh, my God, we're going to die if we don't do this. But the theme of the show is so friendly and playful. Like, oh, you didn't get it again. How funny.
Yeah,
they're not having fun. We're going to die if we don't catch this thing. There's this interesting parallel between the two ideas. But yeah.
That show was a level of crazy that...
That was beyond
it's just
time.
Like, it's almost as bonkers as Dragon Ball or something.
It still works, though. It still all made sense.
It didn't make sense to me. I'm going to say, as a kid...
Oh, tight. Literally.
Rebooting.
They're rebooting, reboot.
So back to that question, what was your show? What was your reboot?
Well, when I was around that age, my parents didn't have cable. Oh. So I was stuck with like Saturday morning cartoons.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah, so like Recess was a big one.
Recess was great.
Hey, yeah. Yes, Hey Arnold was a good one. Doug, did you guys have that show?
Yeah.
Doug was awesome. Trying to think. I remember when Lizzie McGuire came out, I thought that was the best shit ever.
Wasn't that a movie?
It was a movie, after the show.
They made a movie.
I'm familiar with the movie.
Yeah, but that's how Hilary Duff got famous.
That was a Disney show, wasn't it?
Yeah, because we didn't have Disney Channel because we didn't have cable, but they would play Disney Channel shows on Saturday mornings. Yeah, it's a little way to give the shows to the plebs. Oh no, Hannah Montana! I was too old for that.
No, yeah, Hannah Montana. Like we were in high school when that came out. Yeah.
Did you know that Hannah Montana is actually Lizzie McGuire? I mean, no.
Yes. Yes. Everyone is aware,
except different hair.
And did you know that Lizzie McGuire is actually Kelly Clarkson? It all works, man.
Yes.
It all connects in the end.
Everything works in the end. Wait, that's not true, is it?
Okay. So did you guys ever watch Disney Channel original movies?
Oh, I did.
Nope. They were the best.
And by the best, you mean the absolute worst?
It was, as in, so ridiculous, they were great.
Is it like
they
Beethoven?
Always had very weird themes. No, it was like this 17-year-old kid who discovers he's a mermaid. And like,
yeah, they were weird.
There was a guy who turned into a leprechaun.
They were like straight to video movies. And
it's kind of like Lifetime for Disney Channel, where like it was made for TV and it only aired on the Disney Channel.
Right, and they would just like shoot one out.
They had this one called Johnny Tsunami. That was a great one. That was about this guy. He lived in Hawaii and he was a surfer. And then he moves to like Vermont and learns how to snowboard.
There's the wings, bro.
And oh, I think someone like Nick Cannon is in it or something.
What was funny about those, I think this is the same thing, but like instead of commercials, they would go to like this room with kids watching the thing as well. And there'd be like
Mystery Science Theater or something?
Like an MC being like, all right, kids, what do you think Johnny Tsunami is going to do next? Do you think he's going to make friends and learn to snowboard?
Like a focus group.
Like, yeah, and then the kids were like, well, I think if he wants to make friends, he should be a little nicer to the blonde girl or whatever the fuck they want to say, you know?
The other kid's like, that blonde girl's a bitch. Timmy. Yeah, that's funny.
But it was weird because they didn't have commercials on Disney Channel. They only advertised their own shit.
Exactly. Yeah. It was so weird. I don't know how they afforded to do that, but...
Yeah, it's weird because I remember like French channels, like kids' channels... They advertised their own shit a lot, like Teletoon and VecTV. Mm-hmm. Like, they advertised their own episodes a lot, but they didn't advertise, like, fucking candy or toys and anything. But YTV did. YTV
that was
did.
Like,
I thought YTV had a lot of...
Did you guys have the N? That's a Canadian thing? Is it?
The N.
The N? It was, like... It was where all the Canadian shows played on my American TV. No,
it was... Was it all, like, Mystery Hunters and, like...
It was, like, Degrassi and, like... All the Canadian shows that we didn't get.
That was YTV here.
Put on. No, YTV is like younger kids shows though, right?
Like, no, YTV was like, it was like young, but they also had like 12, like Dragon Ball played and shit.
And but I found YTV did a lot of that where it was like, oh, we're going to advertise for this other show. Because as a kid, you just want to be like, what else is on?
Yeah,
like,
but
what's coming up next?
As opposed to Teletoon or VracTV, like the French channels.
Yeah, they would just.
They would like show lots of toys. And like cereal commercials.
Yeah, lots of breakfast foods.
Lots of breakfast foods, or just like what new toys are coming out. And whereas French channels, it's illegal to do that. So they would only advertise their own shit.
How do they make money?
Canadian broadcast companies can advertise whatever they want, but funding? Quebecois broadcast companies.
There's no
advertising.
It must be government funded, then, right?
Yeah.
That would make sense because to keep the language going.
There was a controversy a couple years ago, I don't know if you guys remember, where Igor. There was like this like snack food, sort of like Swiss rolls. Mm. And they had a mascot, which was like a monkey. His name was Eagle.
Monkey.
And they had toys. And they started giving toys to kindergarten classes and that type of thing. And it was really just like a nice thing. Like, hey, here, have like monkey toys. And the government was like, you guys get those fucking things out of here. Because it was like a form of advertising to the kids.
And it is.
I mean, it's all
that kid's like, hey, mom, I want Igor. Fuck you if you don't get it. I want that cheese.
It's true. Like I'm totally on the side of the government here because it totally is. It's really manipulative.
And, well, that's like when they put toys in Happy Meals. We don't have that in the U.S. anymore.
What? Are you serious?
Is that just because of too many choking lawsuits and stuff?
No, it's because we're fat and they don't want kids. Yeah, like, I really they don't want kids saying Michelle like, Obama. Oh, I really want the My Little Pony toy. And so I need a Happy Meal so I can get it. Right. Yeah, so now we don't have the toys as an incentive.
They put vials of Ebola.
I want the Happy Meal. That's so strange to me that they can, I mean, I get they can do that, but it just takes all the fun of McDonald's.
Because they still do that here. They totally give toys here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine just because America is so prone to lawsuits and stuff, like it's so much easier to sue people there. So they just took it out because of liability.
That's why we don't have diving boards anymore.
At all? Diving boards? They're banned from the country.
No, they're just very rare because there are so many lawsuits of idiots hitting their heads.
That's crazy. It feels like the whole country
is becoming a big foam corner. I've never been to a public pool in the U.S. with a diving board. You only have them at like private, like family-owned pools.
And so even weird. Then there's signs everywhere.
Yeah, like, yeah. Or they'll be like, no lifeguard on duty. Like. Right. All at your own risk.
Yeah, you get the law in the States around beaches and shit. Like, there's no lifeguard. Fucking just be careful because, like, you can't sue us. You've been warned. That thing, you know? Which is weird.
We had to sign a waiver going in for Oculus, too.
Yeah, I didn't read it, though. I don't know what I was signing.
I was just like, okay, could be.
Give me the goggles, baby.
Maybe it's if you have, like, a seizure.
Yeah. Epileptics, for sure.
Yeah.
Most games and screen things now have warnings.
Yeah,
and it did have a warning, like the Wii kind of like it's like don't spend too much time.
Yeah, and even like on the 3DS, every like 20 minutes, there's going to be like a message of some character or whatever, like just maybe just the pop up saying like, hey, you've been playing for a while, why don't you go take a nap or like go for a run or.
I feel like a lot of that though came from like when the Wii had the controllers first. Be thrown into TVs.
Yeah.
Everybody was class actioning them.
Like, but this isn't just Nintendo. This is everybody. Mm. Like, I remember when we were younger, when you like booted up a console for the first time, you'd get like a sick animation of like the GameCube and like,
or like you're so fucking cool.
Or like even like the first Xbox.
You're 12 and you're awesome.
You own a PlayStation. You're the coolest kid on the block. And now it's just like, you sure you don't want another hobby? Like you go for a bike ride. Those are great.
Put that his hands out.
No, but it's true. Even the original Xbox and PlayStations would have like these fun intros when you turned it on. The PS4, turn it on. Screen goes like blue. You should not be playing this for more than an hour at a time. Like immediately from the fucking get go, they're telling you like you probably shouldn't be doing this. This is fucking bad.
If you're on,
that's so weird.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I'm very like somber too. I bet like.
Well, there's like the little like boot up music that goes like, right. And then there's a screen saying like safety warning,
right.
And then that fades away, and it's like, hey, want to have some fun?
All right, we're never back again.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the footage station.
Sorry about that thing. Let's have some fun.
I know that Metal Gear 4, that was one of the crazy first PS3 games where there was like two discs and you had to install. Well, no, there wasn't two discs. But you had to install the game twice.
What?
Yeah, because you installed it once and you played half of the game and then you uninstalled it and installed the second half. And like during that pause, there would be disclaimers like, hey,
you're not playing this in one run, are you? You fucking fat ass.
You fuck. No, but there was something like to the effect of you should only play for an hour and then take a 15-minute break. Come back after. And, like smoking is bad for you.
Yeah. Oh, because he smoked in the game.
Smokes, yeah. Smokes, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Is it though? I don't know.
I feel like it's America putting their hands in their pockets.
I think
and Obama just wants
ruin
us to
ruin this country.
Just wants us to go back to the old Amish days. That's what he wants.
I just think there's an important difference between a game like Metal Gear, which is, I think, 18 plus, right?
Yeah.
And like a Nintendo game. Like a Nintendo game, I totally get it.
It's marketed to children
like they
who
should.
Can't make decisions on their own.
Yeah, no, like I remember playing, they remade Ocarina of Time, right? The Zelda game. And there's the fucking little annoying fairy in that game that like even like in the original version on Nintendo 64 would often be like, hey, listen, you should go to this place, but like constantly annoying you. Well, now it's fucking twice as bad because that little bitch of a fairy is constantly like, oh, you've been playing for 15 minutes.
Oh,
don't
really?
You want a glass of water?
How about some pop?
Don't you want a glass of water?
It monitors
it's just
your heartbeat.
Constantly like interrupting the game to
did
like
you
know let you know.
Broccoli's delicious with cheese. It's like thanks, fucking Navi.
Celery, you should try that too.
Yeah,
cheese on celery. It's great.
But to me, like that's okay. But when it's in the game, like marketed towards adults, it's like
well,
you know
that's the question. But
you can buy a gun
even to kids though. Would you argue that it's the parents' responsibility for like dealing that out to their kids, or is it, you know, like, or do these companies have to take responsibility for what they're selling? Because it's like, it goes back to the argument of like tobacco or firearms or alcohol, like things that are widely available to the public and are bad for you. Are you like, is it their responsibility or is it individuals' responsibilities? You
know? Yeah.
Getting pretty libertarian here.
Speaking of tobacco, Sarah and I got my Opus done like a week ago. And right outside the bus station at Barrie, there are these two thuggish-looking 12-year-olds smoking. Right outside the door, just like, what's going on, little man? It's going to get you liberal. And he was wearing a huge gold watch over the sleeve of his hoodie. And for some reason, I thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
But yeah, they looked legitimately 12. And I was like,
I honestly think they could have beat me up.
But there's a weird paradox where if you're that young and you're smoking, it actually makes you look younger, not older. Right.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm just like, why aren't you at home, child?
Go buy some weed, maybe take a 20-minute break after.
Don't smoke, that's bad for you.
Maybe they're doing that on their 20-minute
break. I feel like they were looking at us too, like, what? What are you looking at?
What you want?
What you want?
Try me.
Hey, Victorella. Hey, Christopher, come get my
Christopher.
I was telling Dave how French Canadian comedy has devolved into high pitched voices, and that's it. Like, I feel like every French comedian has his bit of like my crazy aunt who talks like this all the time, and everyone finds it so fucking funny.
I think that started with like Tay Tac Tac.
Was the high pitched voice, the squealy.
I mean,
even before that, Chipmunks is like. Still people find that funny.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's fair to say that like Quebecois comedy is like this, because that's probably like it's saying it's equal to like Russell Peters is like English comedy and they all do this thing where they only talk about race jokes, you know?
Agreed. But I'm not saying it's the whole thing, but it definitely appears a lot.
Oh, you know? I mean, just absolutely.
Like in English comedy, you get a lot of like Dane Cook style comics now, you
know? True.
Like, or you get a lot of Russell Peters style comics where it's like, I'm fat, but since I'm going to make jokes about it, it's okay, you know, or like whatever.
Yeah.
Apply that to being Chinese or whatever.
No, but that is true that like French comedy, like I think revolves around character-based humor a lot more than maybe the Anglophone
also
comics do.
Sketches are huge.
Sketch comedy is big in Quebec.
They love them. Those sketch
actually, you know, they're making a Saturday Night Live Quebec. It might already have started. Yeah. And Louis-José Hood is going to be the host.
Montreal Live? Or what would it
be? No, it's actually called SNL. No shit.
Really? They just totally ripped it? Like
Samedi Nuit Live.
Samedi Soir.
Samedi Soir.
Oh, man. SSL. Yeah.
But, because
I watch that.
No, I mean, I mean, I don't even watch real SNL. I'm not going to fucking watch the Quebec version.
That is true.
But no, I think it'll be a hit because it's true. Like Quebec comedy
loves sketch
stuff, character based stuff. Like I feel like Portlandia would probably work in French.
Yeah,
like they'd have to change the humor up because
a lot more like. Yeah, I don't feel it would work because Portlandia itself is so weird. Portland itself is so weird.
The humor would have to be radically different. I'm saying a show. I think it like the format of the show works is what I'm saying, not the subject matter, because the very like left wing hippie lifestyle doesn't apply here. No, you have to be like
pompous East Coast art.
Oh, what was
pretension?
There was a show in Quebec, Dave. You might know this, the Grimaud or something. It was like this like gross ass fucking family, and it was a huge hit.
I never watched it, but my mom watched it, and it was
really like stupid and
it was dumb. It was like this super hick low class family, and they adopted like a Chinese girl or something.
Yeah, and like most of the jokes revolved around like them just being gross and like their like daughter who's like much smarter than them trying to like get along.
Wait, the daughter was Asian?
Yeah.
Why is that? Like, there's a new show with Mike Tyson where he adopts a Korean girl and she's like super smart. It's like a Scooby Doo spinoff.
Oh my god! Like, Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Did he actually adopt her? Or this
it's a cartoon, so he's doing.
Oh. Yeah, it's like a Scooby Doo animation.
Exactly like Scooby Doo, but like more ridiculous.
It's so funny to me that exists because like I watched the pilot episode, which is like 10 minutes long. And like Mike Tyson totally does the voice.
But he's funny.
He's funny, but what's really funny about it is I feel like he doesn't really understand what's going on at all.
Yeah, he'll say stuff that's just ridiculous like, and so off topic.
The best gag of the thing I feel was totally like unexpected is like Over the course of the episode, they're like hunting a chupacabra.
Okay.
And every time, like, Mike Tyson's like, "We're gonna catch you, chupacabra."
I bet no one had the balls to tell. Actually, Mike, champ, it's
so they just wrote it into the show. All right, chupacabra.
Like, every single time, he says it, he fucks it up differently. But to me, that's a great gag.
Mike Tyson gag.
I don't think it was like meant to be. Like, I don't think that's how it was written.
Mike Tyson's such a great person to write a show around, because it's like, other than the fact that he can kick the shit out of anyone,
it's true,
he has no, like, there's no reason he should be famous. So like, he's so prime for random, like, him trying to be an actor or going into acting or going into like
it's voice just hilarious
acting,
yeah.
It's just so funny.
Yeah,
that reminds me of, he was on Entourage. Mm-hmm. and
he's trying to be,
he wants to have a Bill Cosby type show with Jessica Simpson as his wife. It's very odd. He's like, I want to be the next Bill Cosby. I want, like, you know,
you're
a wholesome family show. Aubrey.
Like, Aubrey, make it work.
No, and it's so funny too, because he just doesn't get that's not his role. You have a facial tattoo. Yeah, no one is gonna make you the like next family father
figure.
The
chupacabra.
We gotta get the chupa kiwi.
Well, what's really funny about Bill Cosby? No, there's nothing funny about Bill Cosby. Yeah. About what's his name?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Thank you. Was like, he had like the fucking worst upbringing, eh? Like, his whole childhood was like,
I don't doubt, like, he has to
like
to fight that aggressively.
Yeah, I actually remember seeing, like, there was an interview with like somebody who had fought, who was like previously the best like heavyweight champion, and he got his ass kicked by, I think it was Sugar Ray actually, who got his ass kicked, like, handed to him,
mm-hmm,
by Mike Tyson.
I think it was Ali.
I don't know.
Did Ali and, were they the same era? Ali's way older.
Yeah,
okay, that's what I thought.
But like, whoever it was, let's say Sugar Ray for the purpose of this story.
It was
story.
Will Smith playing Ali. He got his ass, whooped.
But I was just saying, like, you know, I fought a lot of like really tough people in my fight, but Mike Tyson fights you like you stole his fucking money.
Whoa.
Like, he fights you like he wants to break your neck, you know,
fuck.
I said Dimitri.
Hey, Dimitri's here.
Dimitri's in the house.
Dimitri's in the hood.
Hey guys, Dimitri's here.
Do you guys want to just close it out?
I think we should have lightning round.
Lightning round.
Oh, you know, we didn't talk about the two big trailers that came out this week that, like, the 12-year-old in me is super stoked for.
The Star Wars trailer?
There's the Star Wars
and
trailer. And Jurassic World.
Oh, Jurassic World looks so good.
Yeah. Actually, Jurassic World, like, it got me pretty excited. Like, the part of me that still loves dinosaurs was like, fuck yeah, dinosaurs.
Saw, like, early test, like, renders of, okay, so essentially they were gonna make a human dinosaur hybrid in the movie.
What?
Supposedly they dropped that.
Oh, right, yeah. It was horrid.
The what do you call it?
The concept art?
The concept art for those are just, they don't belong in a
game. It looks like Baraka from Mortal Kombat. Like, so scary.
Yeah.
Like, it's human with, like,
the whole scale. Is Jurassic World meant to be a kids' movie?
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
It was a little, I think so.
The original Jurassic Park was not kid-friendly.
It was scary, but it was very kid-friendly. It was very like, let's go on this adventure in this amazing land.
Movies back then were a lot more easygoing with that type of thing.
Though. Very light with the,
like, I mean, sure, you see a couple beheadings, but who hasn't?
Well, guys, you're like,
who hasn't in this day and age?
No, but guys, the first Indiana Jones movie, and that predates us by like 20 years.
Yeah.
That was totally a family movie. And somebody's face gets melted off in the movie. And that was totally fine.
Yeah, well, violence has always been way less frowned upon than sex.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Jurassic Park's another example.
Did you ever see the video of the guy who died filming Jurassic Park with the helicopter?
What?
Was it Jurassic Park? Yeah, it was Jurassic Park. And a helicopter stunt failed. And you basically see him just get hit by this giant helicopter prop. And he died.
And like, there's a video of this?
There's a video of it, and they had to play it in court or whatever, and like, you see Spielberg, I think it's Spielberg, right, who did Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
He was just like, he was just explaining how horribly it went, and like, how they never wanted to do another stunt like that again, because it wasn't
worth it.
Yeah.
Oof, wow, that's rough.
It's dark. I'll do anything for a helicopter shot.
It's not safe, Jim.
I said do
it
anyway.
For a movie.
But
also Star Wars coming back in a big way.
Yeah, I think JJ Abrams is gonna do a great job.
Yeah, and I remember seeing on Reddit today somebody saying, like, if he fucks up he will forever be known as Jar Jar Abrams.
Oh my god.
If he makes a bad movie.
That's so funny.
But yeah, no, I think the Star Wars trailer looks pretty rad, but it's a good teaser in a way that it really doesn't show fucking anything.
Yeah. Mm. It's so funny. Mega 64 released a theater cam leaked Star Wars 7 trailer the day before it actually aired.
Just by chance? Trailers?
No, they just made a joke out of it. Okay. Like, the day before it ever went live, they made it like a
fake one, yeah.
And there's the every most shot hated is video. One turning to the camera and be like, "Fuck you, Jabba the Hutt." I'll say "fuck" to the camera. And people tweet about it like, "Just saw the new Star Wars trailer. Guess what, people? It's not looking good." And the official Star Wars trailer was like, "Guys, this is a fan movie.
This is not the real one." But I know that
it opened on like the Black Stormtrooper. I was like, this is like Spaceballs or something.
Yeah, I felt it was a joke.
Like that would be genius marketing to do a Spaceballs 2, like branded as Star Wars 7 or whatever.
Oh my god!
Like, no, we're making another Spaceballs.
Yeah,
you combed the whole desert.
But so funny. I know like lots of like Star Wars fans. They're already fucking like angry at the new trailer because of the lightsaber that has a T shape. And that's enough to get Star Wars fans like, they're not respecting the lore, and like just fucking mad.
The lightsaber is, if I'm correct, a type of samurai sword, really. Because the Jedi is kind of a samurai.
Yeah.
But that sword seemed like more of a knight.
Like a medieval type thing where with a like a cross guard, you know?
They've got to update it somehow.
Yeah, I mean, like, the prequels had, like, the two-sided lightsaber.
Which were badass.
That's the thing. People shit all of the prequels. They did some fun things. I mean,
they took
like,
some risks, yeah.
They took some risks.
And, they took like, a little too many risks, I think.
They took too many risks trying to sell Burger King toys, but it's still it's just like, who cares? Just enjoy it. It's a movie. Like, yeah, people forget that, you know? So
I just love that, like, of, like, the very little that we see from this trailer is still enough to get people angry,
fucking
you know, like just but it's gonna be fun. Like, I mean, JJ Abrams is like the master of making fun movies. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah,
okay.
Lightning round.
All right, Sarah, the lightning round is I'm gonna just ask questions really fast and you gotta answer them really fast.
Are we going in a circle?
Yeah, I'm gonna start with Sean.
Uh-oh. Yeah, crisscross.
Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Oh, Thanksgiving, better food,
really?
Yeah.
Christmas, same food.
Christmas. Yeah, Christmas presents.
Okay.
How about you?
Can I change my answer?
No,
you're the stupid turkey corner.
You tote turkey.
Same food, better presents. I love it. Why do you even do Thanksgiving? You know, Christmas for sure.
Yeah.
Scented candles or unscented candles?
No, scented candles. I'm a big fan of scent.
Just run a bubble bath.
Love bubble bath.
You have to explain every answer, don't you?
Hey, that was a
so
one
parents. I wanted to be Superman.
That was a one word summary of my answer. I think that's totally acceptable for the lightning round.
That's fine as well.
Do people buy candles that are unscented?
Yeah, like those candles are.
Oh, like little votives.
Oh,
yeah.
When you
okay.
Think of it, candles are pretty freaking useless unless they're scented.
Well, I mean, a big one, a large one, you wouldn't buy unscented, but the little shitty ones that are going to run out in 5 seconds, unscented.
Okay.
Because you're wasting the scent.
Fair enough. I agree with Sarah.
Okay. You're a fan of unscented candles.
Well, no, like she said, when it's smaller, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, like those candles.
I'm sure if I was a pilgrim, I'd rather the unscented candles just because of like you're using them so much and you don't want your hut to be filled with odor at all times.
Okay.
You're getting so many facts wrong.
So much of that was false.
Where did you get hot from?
Lightning round. Which celebrity would you like to see run for president in 2016?
Stephen Colbert.
Arnold.
Which he's the closest one, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a Beyonce.
Oh, that's Beyonce. A good answer.
I was trying to think of the most powerful woman in the world already, and
that's totally Beyonce.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. No.
Pretty old. Most euphoric
Mike Tyson.
Choice.
Mike Tyson. I think we should have healthcare reform.
The true macabre.
The true macabre. All
right, I have a little lightning.
Okay,
round.
Yeah, you want to give one? I'm totally out
Would
of it.
Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or your funeral?
Oh.
Too feeling, Andy?
My funeral. I'd like to be feared and admired. Yeah,
wedding for sure.
No one show up at your wedding?
Yeah, because I would care so much if they actually cared if I died. Weddings are just stupid.
All right.
And it'd probably have a small wedding.
Dark, but okay.
Absolutely the opposite.
No,
really?
Yeah.
What?
I've been looking forward to my wedding for so long.
I guess if a wedding is, it's not like, a wedding is important. I would love a nice wedding.
A wedding is just a giant party. Think about how awesome that is.
I guess, yeah, when you're dead, who cares if no one shows up?
If you're dead, if you don't know that they didn't show up, why does it matter?
It just says something about how you lived your life if no one gives a shit when you die. Like,
maybe they're so sad they couldn't face it.
All in unison, we're just like,
let's just not go. I can't do it.
So sad. I also, this the Super Bowl.
just so happened the funeral was on the same day.
No, but like, without getting too bleak, I think like your funeral is like the conclusion of your life, and like how important you were is translated to like right. Who cares enough like, to attend your funeral.
That's why I'm gonna have Styx play at my funeral.
Dennis DeYoung, just like, lady.
My mother's being hell while she weeps, but they're just like fucking playing me out with a drum solo.
But no, for me, absolutely funeral. Like, I mean, like wedding, it's like, hey, if you don't come to my wedding, you're a shitty friend. If you don't come to my funeral, that fucking breaks my soul.
Okay, well, yeah, we're okay. Yeah, that makes sense. We're talking about which would we rather people not come to?
I'd rather like have an empty wedding than an empty funeral. There's nothing sadder than an empty funeral.
Cool, David.
Probably funeral.
You don't want people to come to your funeral?
I mean, I do. But if I was to choose, I'd want to have a bitchin' wedding.
A bitchin'?
Bitchin', man. Hey, I'm 12, okay? I don't know what the fuck is happening.
There's going to be a nacho cheese fountain.
Nacho, 7 pounds of cheese.
You're going to wear your watch on your tux.
Everyone will get a complimentary Dr. Pepper on the house.
Like, you know him so well.
You want like a DP fountain at your
house. Yeah, no, like a tap. Like under every chair, there's a little supply.
You could have like the caps with like the straws that go.
We got DP kegs, yo.
Then it just starts getting weird. Everyone's gonna be hunting their own dinner.
Oh my god, you the have greatest game. The most dangerous game of all. Let
the wedding begin. Then you like break a vase ceremoniously.
Everyone just stay awkwardly and shoot someone in the
ground.
That is so funny. Insanity. Okay. Do you have any other lightning rounds you want to dwell about?
I mean, I've always wondered: would you rather go back 200 years in the past or 200 years in the future? Ooh.
Oh, that's a good lightning round.
200 years is close enough, so it's not.
It's the 1800s.
But 1800s has like malaria and stuff.
1800s sucked for women.
Malaria.
I mean, it's true. But for you, it would make way more sense to go in the future.
This just reminds me of there's a joke about like black people can't use time machines because it sucked every single time. And like, I think it was a Louis C.K. joke where he's like, me as a white man, I step back, I go back, and it's like, hey, welcome. What do you want?
Yeah, women weren't even allowed. I found this crazy. I learned in Freakonomics. Women weren't allowed to teach in the public schools until like late 1800s when public schools were set up.
That's very odd because I feel like in the prairie days when there was like when they had like the one room schoolhouse, you always hear about like the school marm, like a woman teacher.
Yeah.
For some reason, well, the way they were explaining it was that it was inappropriate for a woman to take a position that was so public.
So that's like how now some schools don't want gay teachers because they think you're going to spread your awful values.
The reason why women started teaching was because governors realized they could pay them half the price. And they also instilled the public school program where it was mandatory. So they needed a huge workforce.
And that's how the wage gap started.
That's fucking nuts, yeah.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah, anyways. Women, who needs them?
I don't know if I want to go.
I got Oculus.
I got Oculus and Brazzers and 3.
Do you know why I would go in the past? I know what to expect from the past.
Where would you go in the past?
It's true. 200 years, we might not even be here.
Because we said 200 years.
So close. If we said 3,000 years,
have
maybe.
Have you seen an inconvenient truth?
Wait, no, shut the fuck up. You look like the difference between 200 years ago and now, how different it is.
Sure, in the last 100 years, though,
Okay, well, we're
200 years ago, we didn't even have modern medicine. People were dying in their 30s.
Yeah, but you're saying 200 years from now will be like what now is to the Renaissance or something?
We have no idea. We have no way of knowing. Because I feel like technology is progressing so fast.
It is progressing exponentially, though, in a way where, like,
hit the singularity.
But think about it, like, 10 years is a huge difference to us now. And it's not even that long ago, so 200 is crazy.
I still do the future. I still feel that.
I would do the future, but that's also just my de facto answer.
Yeah. What if you could go back as a white male?
I would go back and exact revenge.
You'd be part of the French aristocracy, so you'd have a couple years where you're living it good.
I would go back as a female if I could be a Khaleesi-like, you know.
Dragon tamer?
Yeah.
Like a... What's the female version of a warlord? War mistress.
A war maiden.
War lady.
War lady.
I just want to be a badass sure war bitch.
Maiden, for the record.
I've played enough Civ to know that it is.
But yeah. So I'm the only one to say
no,
past.
200 years ago is what? Like...
Oh wait, 1800 what, years ago here?
What were people doing exactly?
Churning butter, mostly.
Hey, Montreal was around.
Yeah, but it was very rural. That's the other thing. It's like, where would you go 200 years ago?
You know, chill out in Mile End, make some butter.
It was cool, am I right?
They were all doing it ironically.
Yeah, before it got gentrified.
This place is so gentrified.
But I don't know. I think going back is just a safer bet because it's such a fucking crazy-ass gamble to say future.
You could be that person who's like... bringing all their future knowledge and inventing shit.
Right, you bring a lighter and you're a magician.
Yeah.
But that's
no, would you be able to invent anything 200 years ago that you can't, like, that you have now? Like,
yeah,
you couldn't
from,
bring...
like, the raw product. Like, let me show you an iPad and a fucking build.
None of us know how to make anything.
Yeah, no, it's
we
true.
Have it all made for us.
It's true. Like, the only things I'd be able to make are things they're probably much better at making than me, regardless, right. Like carpentry and shit, you know?
And if you step too far ahead, it's black magic. Especially if you're in, like, the South or something.
It's true, eh?
Like, they'd just be like, you're a demon, and we're just going to kill you.
I would be a witch burned at the stake.
Yeah, I think that's what...
That actually was that time period, right?
that's
yeah, because that was like the Pilgrim era America, which is when that was happening.
They were being burned
in the
1800s? Left and right.
No.
Oh, yeah.
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 I feel it's like mid-1700s where it was like...
It's not that old.
Were the first colonies like Thanksgiving, isn't it? Like,
America was 1776, am I right?
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Early 1800s.
No, it was totally in the 1800s. Like, bitches being burned left and right, yeah.
That makes sense. Like, Salem?
Like, for me, like, Salem is like, you know, like the black hats, like the Thanksgiving hats. And it was the same era. I mean, like,
yeah.
They just didn't need
cranberry sauce or gravy?
Oh, gravy. You know what? Oh, wait. Sarah doesn't want to hear my extended answer, so maybe I won't tell you guys.
All right, then.
Can you say it in one word? One word explanation.
My dad wanted me to go as Superman.
That was like, have you seen Jimmy Fallon does like 5-word movie plot things and you have to guess, and then he keeps going down. He's like, all right, 3 words. All right, 2 words. And they're one word. And you end up just saying catchphrases from the movie.
Right. Or just the part of the movie. 21 Jump.
21 Jump. I don't... What is that?
Gravy or raspberry... Or gravy or cranberry sauce?
Gravy. I don't like cranberry sauce.
Gravy.
You see, I was gravy for the better part of my life until I had a cranberry sauce this year and it changed my life.
Really?
I don't know why.
Rocked your world.
So but cranberry sauce is so seasonal.
On some turkey, man, it's so...
But it's so seasonal.
It goes with very few things. Gravy goes great on lots of stuff.
I'm not looking for versatility in my condiments. I want specialization, okay?
But if you could never have gravy again, that would make you pretty sad.
It's quality over quantity for Andy.
I feel like butter does the same job.
Yeah. As gravy?
Routine with butter?
Yes. I'd be down.
No, but like as a lubricator of like...
Anything
to go down your
I think
gullet.
Lubricant is the word.
Look, I'm just gonna shove it in my face anyways. I don't care.
Just make it easy for me, please.
And make it as quick as possible, like Jiffy Lube.
Sarah and I have been watching copious amounts of X-Files recently.
Oh, how
so
is
I'm
that?
Wondering.
I want to believe.
I'm wondering, would you rather be abducted by aliens and come back and have seen some crazy things, but no one believes you, or become aware that the president is a lizard monster, but then also no one believes you.
Donald Rumsfeld, are you a wizard? Or just like set the record straight.
Oh my god.
Would I rather the president be a lizard and I know about it? Yeah. Or everybody know about
this
the
is
president
not a good would you rather. They're too similar. It's just crazy would, shit yeah. that yeah, no one believes you about.
Be
like,
you want to be
how about
kind of
would you rather be Scully or Mulder?
Oh man, I want to be more... Mulder just so I could be with Scully.
Wow, that was a good answer.
I want to believe.
I want to believe that Scully. Okay,
no, but about, it's do you want to be the believer or do you want to be the skeptic? Do you want to be Scully in the goddamn power suit or Mulder in the duster?
I always Wait, want.
I don't know either of those references.
I always want Scully in the power suit.
What's the power suit?
Oh, yeah.
These 80s suits where it's like, it's all shoulder pads and it's like thigh length oh, okay. jackets and they're like she matching colors.
Bitchin'. I thought I was picturing like a hazmat suit. No, like made you run faster. No. Or like
and then a duster is like one of those it's long trench coat kind of police guy outfits.
No, right. no, like a power suit is like a serious businesswoman.
Oh. Gear,
yeah.
You know? My mom used to not true for dare. Do you guys believe in aliens?
I've been watching, you've been watching X-Files, I've been watching Cosmos recently. And that will make you believe in aliens. Like, he explains the about, creation of the Earth yeah. and how wide the universe is. And you're like, this, we're just a chance occurrence out of a million. Like, every star is a new solar system. Like, there must be other planets that can
support life. You ever seen Ancient Aliens?
So far away.
That'll make you not believe in aliens.
Yeah, I believe in aliens.
No, because and it's so
fact-based.
That
I don't think we're
based.
Ever going to see them or they've
yeah,
never come
I'm the same where we're like, I'm positive that there's some form of life somewhere in the universe, and I'm also positive we'll probably
it's
never see them.
But wasn't the X-Files conceived based off the fact that there were, like, however many number of hundred, like, unexplained disappearances?
Oh,
over,
yeah, totally. Like,
yeah.
Thousands of people saying they were abducted.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. There was a period in, the 80s yeah. where people were just, like a lot of people from the same areas were getting experiences like this, and it was really weird, and then it just kind of yeah. stopped.
Are you talking about fourth kind in Alaska? Because they've dwelled that down to alcoholism. And also, because people would just get drunk and wander into the woods.
No, it's funny,
and then wake up and be like, I was dropped here by aliens.
The Simpsons had a great bit where Homer's abducted by, what are they, like, Con and...
Oh, yeah.
Con or whatever. Yeah.
With the big
then,
green eye.
Yeah, yeah. And when they throw him off the ship, they, like, drench him in alcohol. He's like, what is this for? So no one believes you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Simpsons okay. always with.
I think we should change that one to: would you rather be abducted by aliens
or be an alien? No.
and no one knows about it, or would you rather, have your whole family abducted by aliens? Everybody believes you. Does this work?
Ooh, yeah.
Or
that's
no one
a,
believes you.
No, everyone believes you.
That has to
so
be
it's a greater loss, but people believe you. Whereas if it happened just to you, everyone thinks you're crazy.
Oh, that is a good
I'm going to be...
No. But you're not sure that it was aliens. that took your family. So you're the skeptic and everyone else is the believer, or you're the believer.
Wait, so you're the only one
skeptic.
Who's not like, it was aliens. Like, it's your family and everybody's
you're
like,
everyone's like, it must like, have been aliens. And you're just like, but no, this is my family. They could have, you know, got lost and
tripped. They hated me. They probably just left.
Like, you don't know the right
That's
answer,
the
but
weirdest.
Everyone else is so sure.
That's like the
everybody's like,
world.
It was aliens. You need to believe it was
okay.
aliens.
That's opposite Lander.
Well, I guess that's what makes it good. Would you like yeah. which would you rather, right?
They have to be complete opposites. Yeah.
You know what? Since everybody has such conviction that it was aliens, I'm gonna go with that because if everybody believes, they're gonna fucking do something about it. Also, if you're being selfless, well, then that progresses, you know, like just science and discovery of aliens existing and everything.
That's not the selfless choice. I think
what? It absolutely is the selfless choice.
Because your family's gone.
Yeah, your family's gone, but everybody's
just sacrificed your family to science.
Okay, so
you're fine.
So, well, some say that's the ultimate
thing. No. Hear me out. Four people versus worldwide knowledge of aliens, or one person and no knowledge of aliens. There's no progress in that.
But the thing is, the family abduction scenario, they don't return, right? But the you abduction scenario, you return.
Yeah.
So I'd rather, then no one loses. Like, you just might come off crazy to a few people, and I'm already a little weird, so.
No, but.
But your personal life would be hurt. Like, your personal knowledge.
What, you have, like, acid flashbacks?
Knowing that there's other life outside the planet, but no one believing you.
That's true.
I would always go for the knowledge of just, like, a greater being, like, a
this
worldwide
This goes back to my question. Are you a Mulder or a Scully?
But this
no one believes you.
That's why Cosmos is so freaky, is that it's all based in fact. And yeah. It's not like he doesn't ever wander into the like, well, what ancient is? Somalian ruins show spaceships.
So dots that could be spaceships.
Hair gets crazier and crazier.
Yeah, and then there's a graphic of like a flying saucer. It's like, it's true.
Do you guys want to hear a crazy, crazy science fact about the space?
Sure.
And this, like, it sounds
Interstellar?
So,
did you see Interstellar?
I did see Interstellar. We'll talk about that in a second. This sounds so crazy, like, you're probably going to call bullshit, but this is 100% real. The distance between Earth and the Earth's moon, in that span of distance, you can fit every planet side by side.
Every what planet?
Wow.
Of our
all of our solar system. You can fit all the planets of our solar system.
Even the sun?
Not the sun. All the planets of our solar system can fit.
It's mostly Jupiter.
Between the Earth and the moon, you can fit every planet.
Are we still counting Pluto as a planet?
Huh?
And then some space?
And then some space. And,
yeah,
and
that would make sense. I thought it was like they fit perfectly.
Some like, weird Pangea
like
shit.
In a box, that's how they were ordered. Yeah.
No, okay, that I believe more. Yeah, yeah.
Totally. You don't think that's
it's
weird?
So far, yeah. But planets aren't that
big. It's a weird misconception that like on graphs you'll see like Earth and then a tiny little moon next to it and then huge Saturn like, way off in the distance.
But, yeah,
like,
and that's just to fit everything on a paper because if you actually represented the real empty space in between
now,
everything,
yeah,
it would
I
be
do,
a huge, it would be so, it would everything be would be tiny.
Infinitely
but
big
Earth
piece
would be
of paper.
That small.
Perhaps all the planets are proportional. But it's just the graphic of like
the distance
between the moon and
the Earth. It's true because that's the thing, like on graphs, like you'd see Saturn, and Saturn looks bigger than the Earth and the moon put together, you know. Yeah. So that Saturn can fit in the distance between them is pretty crazy. Not to mention all the other planets as well.
Are we counting Pluto?
Yeah, we are. I think regardless,
that just shows you how expansive space is.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Space is wacky, man. There's some crazy stuff out there
and it's
that
expanding.
We don't even know.
So Interstellar was pretty crazy.
I don't even want to get to Interstellar because I feel like we could talk another 40 minutes.
Yeah,
about
that's
Interstellar.
Right. So Interstellar was good. You should go see it. It's fun.
Anything that can happen already has.
It's drink theory. Okay, last lightning round question.
Uh-oh.
Tom Hanks or...
I already like this.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks or...
I win either way.
Who would you fuck?
Or Kevin Spacey, yeah. Who would you rather have as your dad?
Oh, as your dad?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, you guys, they're my two of my favorites. If only you threw Bill Murray in there, it would be the trifecta.
No, Bill Murray's the weird uncle.
Oh, true, we've established
so
this.
I wouldn't want Bill Murray as a dad.
He would be like, oh, I left you at soccer practice. That's what I was supposed to I was off like telling people I'm Bill Murray. I'm sorry.
No, true. Tom Hanks would be awesome. I feel like he would have the best life advice.
It's true. You know what? Like, if you came home feeling blue, I want Tom Hanks to be there to cheer me up. Not fucking...
Kevin Spacey would freak you out more.
Not Kevin Spacey. Certainly not Bill Murray.
The world is very big, son. And George is very small.
I'm K-Pax. Doing crazy stuff.
Yeah, no, I know Bill Murray wasn't part of those choices, but he'd be the worst dad. Like, if you come home and you want just life advice, Bill Murray would be like, yeah, you got it.
Does he have kids? He must have kids.
He does.
He has a daughter.
In Broken Flowers, it's a movie about him looking for his, like, long-lost son. And in the very end, it's his actual son is in this shot, like, driving by in a car. And he looks like the biggest doofus ever.
Really?
It's so funny. But it's just a funny, like, hey, it kind of looks like Bill Murray. And then you see in the credits, it's his son.
That's funny.
That's pretty cool.
But his son in the movie was like a lot, like our age maybe, like a lot older. So he's had a kid for a while, actually.
I really like it when like actors kind of do that. Like they get their kids sort of involved.
Well, Tom Hanks' son is now a famous actor, Colin Hanks.
Every time.
Have you seen Colin Hanks and stuff? He usually plays really creepy characters. Yeah.
Who's Colin Hanks?
Tom Hanks' son.
Oh, he's an actor?
Yeah.
I knew he did an AMA.
And, that was so funny.
And people just looked up on his account and he was making fun of chicks on Gone Wild. Like, just like, you're fat in this one.
I remember that
he's
too.
He's a real actor?
Yeah. No, he's had some really creepy roles, actually.
But I know that Tom Hanks' son was in that movie, Orange County. Is that him?
Probably.
From Jack Black? Does he have
multiple? Oh, that's Colin Hanks? I thought that was Jason Schwartzman. Or the other guy that's in like
Colin
a bunch of movies. In the 90s.
I don't know, man.
Okay,
Tom Hardy.
I know What movie was it? I know, like, Will Ferrell's daughter appears in one of his movies. Oh, it's Anchorman 2. His daughter's in that. You know, like, there's the scene in the beginning at the aquarium, and he's just, like, giving... He's, like, super drunk and just giving, like, a really
and
shitty
thing.
And
she's the one who's, like...
And she's, like, animals and people hate you, Ron Burgundy. That's his daughter.
No.
Cool.
Wait, I have a lightning round.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you rather be Blue Ivy or Northwest? Like, basically, who would you rather? Who would you rather have as your parents? Beyonce and Jay-Z or Kanye and Kim?
Oh, Beyonce God. And Jay-Z.
Easily yeah. Beyonce. Are you fucking
Kim
kidding?
And Kanye would just be
oh,
like,
Kanye I would love to have as a
together.
Father, though. He would be so interesting.
Kanye's interesting, but
he's also
again,
a very
though,
positive, like, reinforcing person.
Yeah,
he would always be like, you can do anything you want. Like,
look at me.
But what if you can't?
You grow up to be a fucked up, like,
you be Jaden Smith. Like, yeah. I no, weird does not equate to good dad.
But then, but Jay-Z and Beyonce, I feel like you are
Jay-Z
just.
Would be like, how? Get over here.
No, but you have so much pressure to be the most awesome child ever because sure. Everyone expects great things. Also, your mom is Beyonce and you're a girl and you're supposed to live up to that beauty
but
standard.
You have best advice.
We ask Kim Kardashian, there's nothing to live up to because.
No, it's. I really don't want Kim as a mom. Like, I mean, Kanye would have his moments, I'm sure, as being a cool dad.
She would drop her kid.
Like, Kim would be the fucking worst mom. And I'm like, even Kanye, like, I'm not positive that Kanye is not on the spectrum.
Because Kim is
just... He's just weird, you know? Yeah. Kanye's a weird-ass dude.
And Kim, like, Beyonce, at least I respect, more or less. Kim just feels like she got famous because of a sex tape and, like...
Yeah, well, it's because
she doesn't really earn
her
spot.
She hasn't done shit, whereas Beyonce's done everything.
Yeah.
She even acted. Remember Goldmember?
She was great in Goldmember.
What was the movie where she tries to kill that woman who's like obsessed with her husband?
Oh, that was kind of shit.
That was kind of shit. With Dan Cook, wasn't he in that?
What?
No,
I'm thinking of another one. My cousin used to work in. He's like this French model dude. He's weird and like very world traveled. He used to work at like Saint Martin's, right? Or Saint Martin, the island in the Caribbean. A lot of celebrities used
Saint
to go
Bart's?
There, and he would be St. Bart's, and he would be like the personal assistant or like the guy in charge of making sure the guests were comfortable, like him and a couple other people, but high profile guests that are paying a lot to stay there. A lot of celebrities would roll through, like he helped Daniel Craig fix his Wi-Fi and stuff.
Really?
And he told me that Beyonce came, but she was just such a diva about everything. And he dealt with like assistants of assistants of assistants and never saw her directly. Whereas most celebrities are just like, whatever, like cool grounded celebrities will just. Like, yeah, drive me around the city. Like, let's see what's up or whatever. She was supposedly very like, eh. And also celebrities don't tip at all. He's like, very rarely did we get a celebrity tipping. Whereas like some odd, weird businessman would tip a huge amount.
Even on trains?
Why trains?
No, it's an Arrested Development reference where they're like, you don't tip black people.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, even on trains?
Which character is like secretly racist?
It's the Bluths. It's Lucille and
all the older ones.
It's Lucille and her husband, and they're both like because they have these black movers, right, and they're talking to their lawyer, and also who's the
Michael?
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, don't tip them. He's like, what? Like you don't tip black people? It's disrespectful. He's like, oh, I've been tipping them.
Don't they leave a guy like at the door at some point?
No, so
too?
They walk by and they're like, all right, we're all done setting up in there. Like, and they're kind of just waiting expectantly. She's like, you can leave now. And like,
thank you.
And like, awkwardly waits for them to leave.
What were we saying before? Yeah. Celebrities don't tip. That's odd.
That's a weird thing.
I think it's because they're used to going around and because of their high profile nature, they add value to where they go. Whereas someone who doesn't really is known, it doesn't really matter. Like celebrities are used to being given free shit a lot because they're like, oh, Brad Pitt, oh yeah, dinner's on the house. Like they take a picture and they put it on the wall and like Brad Pitt was here. So they're just like normal to it,
which
is so odd.
That's like, really weird. Like I feel like if I was just, I mean, again, like.
You would insist like,
I got the
money. Like, you don't need to call my dinner.
But again, we're not really in a position to make that call because we're not. And like, we don't know what it's like to be a celebrity, but I feel like I'd want to tip a lot because I can.
What would it be like?
Celebrity.
What if I was
me,
famous?
A celebrity?
Okay, would you rather be like a type of artist or celebrity, but you're kind of D-list, you're not really well known? Or would you rather be super famous, but like under an alias? No one knows who you are.
Like Banksy?
Something like that, or maybe like you're an author and you have a pen name, or you're a producer of like a DJ. Like
when you're famous, like, yeah, when your pen name, you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Because like you're famous, you to get all the money.
True. But then like there is a sort of notoriety of like your name going down in history, but no one really knows it's you. Like you kind of aren't getting credit in a way.
Yeah, but even if my real name went down in history, does it really
depends
matter?
Depends how vain you are in life.
I don't know. I kind of want the recollection of my work. Maybe I'm the only one.
No, because like I don't know. I'm thinking of there are a lot of famous female authors who used male pen names, and then their work got famous.
Yeah.
And then they were like, "Oh, actually, I'm so and so." And
no one believed them.
Not that. Like, it's more like it almost detracted from their work when they were like, "Hey, it's me."
Yeah, but if you were prolific enough, some reporter is going to make This American Life piece on like this writer was actually this writer. And then you get known anyways.
Turns out Stephen King was a lizard.
Like Finding Banksy will be a freaking...
It'll be a movie.
Yeah, or something.
Probably called Finding Banksy.
Banksy. But like, it's just for... I don't know.
Banksy over the rainbow.
Yeah, like you still get all the benefits. Like there's no benefits. I don't see any drawbacks to be secret unless you really want to be public.
But I don't know, man.
Although it might be harder if you're a more public alias like Daft Punk or something. Where you're like trying to hide, but
they're not trying to hide. They're putting on personas. Like,
yeah,
that's, but also that's those different. Guys can walk around in public and not be bothered by anyone,
and still have the recollection of like being able to like
people know who they are.
Celebrities can say they can go to the store without being swarmed.
I think Daft Punk is the perfect, like it's the ideal celebrity level where like they can still like do talk shows or like let's say like fucking do a Reddit AMA. Yeah. And shit like that.
Still stay anonymous.
And be anonymous at the same time.
But still be known.
Because then even if you can look up like, who I Daft found Daft Punk, and see their picture, it's like, well, I don't care. I want to see them in their masks. That's true. I've seen them both
without their masks, and I really couldn't care less.
They're just two French dudes.
They look like the most normal motherfuckers on the planet. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
They probably are.
Should we do the final lightning round?
I feel like I've said like four finals and we just keep going. And this is the farthest take for a lightning round. I think we did more lightning.
Final lightning round. You
got one more for us?
This is the thunder round.
Does anyone have one more lightning round?
I think Dave does.
It's okay. We can just close it out.
He's just going to look up a what would you rather.
No, I'm not.
Sean? Yes.
Would you rather water be lava?
No, would you rather die now or live forever?
Oh, fuck. I thought this was going to be a simple one. Like, oh, no, die now. Oh, no, I have to die now.
Does saying live forever prevent me from dying?
Yeah.
So, like, if I were to put, like, a bullet in my brain, I'd still somehow live?
Yeah.
Like Groundhog Day.
You can't.
But we don't know if Groundhog Day, Bill Murray tries to kill himself.
What? He does.
Wait, what?
That's a huge part of the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He tries to commit suicide multiple times.
And he just wakes the next day. Okay,
unscathed.
And then he realizes he can do anything, and he starts robbing banks.
It's true. I totally forgot that part of Groundhog Day.
Yeah, he, like, sits in the bath with a toaster. He crashes his car. He jumps off a building.
I think he shoots himself in the head, no?
I think you're
there's probably a gun involved at some point.
The other movie with Bill Murray.
Or Tom Cruise.
Yeah. The Rainmaker.
Rain Man.
That's a completely different plot.
But they can both live forever. And then pop it out of the closet.
Would you rather be Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man? Or Sean Penn in I Am Sam?
Oh, Dustin Hoffman. Or no, they're both really... No,
Rain Man, absolutely Rain Man. Because he can fucking gamble and he's smart as shit for certain things.
Yeah, but he's so offensive.
He's part savant.
I Am Sam is like... He's going downhill.
Dustin Hoffman is like... Is so such a cartoon character. I feel like it's not... You know what I mean?
He's a real guy.
But the difference is...
Wait, Dustin Hoffman's the real...
Yeah, his character in the movie Rain Man is a real guy.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking brilliant. He could read a book.
For sure.
Like, just see
I mean,
it
it's like, I don't know.
To me, like, this question, like, if we're going to, like, dissect it more, it's like, would you rather be, like, really autistic, but also, like, really smart for certain things?
Or secretly brilliant?
Or just, like...
Semi.
Just...
But I don't feel like really dumb,
but emotionally...
This is the thing, though. I've never seen
more stable, but, like, not having the capacity to deal with life, you know?
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman's Rain Man, I've never seen that in real life, because I don't think that's a thing.
I've definitely seen that in real life.
Highly autistic people aren't...
It's called Asperger's.
Yeah.
No, it's lightly autistic.
Yeah, no.
No,
Asperger's. It's more... Asperger's is a minor form of autism, full blown.
It's not a minor form. It's a autism is on a spectrum, and Asperger's is the highest functioning end of the spectrum. Oh, yeah, okay. My brother's autistic. Yeah. No,
okay.
And so Asperger's is it's characterized by very different things, as in they're low functioning in that they're like socially not very
inept and...
Yeah, exactly. But they're usually have like very specific interests, and it doesn't mean that they're necessarily smarter, but they're very determined in like pursuing those interests and like finding out more about them. Mm-hmm. So a lot of Asperger's people, yeah,
trains and planes.
Yeah, so you know a lot about like one specific thing, exactly.
Numbers, like serial numbers on them.
Yeah, no, Asperger's is pretty nuts. Like because like they can function. Like they're not like, you know, like
yeah. But when I'm
someone
at
Champlain, I won't name him, obviously. But like he was like super fucking passionate about X video game.
Yeah.
And he would never shut, like, if you got him talking about that, he would never shut up. But aside from that, he was, like, fairly normal. Like, he had, like, problems with volume control of his voice. But aside from that, like, he could sit in the room and you would never know.
That's what I mean, though, is that I feel is, like, the worst of autism I've seen. Like, I've never seen a Rain Man in real life where he's, like...
Well, it's rare.
I don't know.
But I told you about that book I read about an autistic savant who could do pi to, like, the... Right. Nth digit. And he also learned, like, 30 languages and all that stuff. He's so like there are people with that... like capacity who are autistic,
but he's also,
to do crazy mental
but
things.
That guy is also socially capable. Like he's a rare example.
He is high functioning now, but he wasn't always that way. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of therapy to get them a sociable level. Like you have to be socialized in a way.
And thus ends the lightning round.
Oh my god.
That was a good lightning
round. That was a fast one, guys. Good job on that
Did
one.
Did you see it coming?
Yeah, I think we should close it out. Sean, we're going to go jam.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Dave, you're going to stay here like a loser.
Yeah.
With your girlfriend.
Lame.
Thanks for being on the podcast, Sarah. The
guys
first girl.
And Sarah talk about stuff.
No,
well, we're using just, guys in the collective.
Yeah, we established this.
You know, hey, you guys. Like that kind of.
Guys.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
Hey,
so thank you, Sarah. I don't know if you want to reveal your full name or if you want to go under a pen name.
Give us your Twitter handle.
I will live in infamy.
Your gingerbread Astera. Thank you.
What?
The worst one.
Okay, last lightning round. What would your pen name be?
Max Powers.
Max Powers. I would go under a girl's name.
Ooh.
And I would challenge gender roles.
But what? What would be the name?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, they just used an existing name.
You get this fucking meek ass.
You kind of look like her, like, yeah, her weird son, but...
you can't just choose one. Son with Mel Gibson.
No, that would be my name. Final answer, man. You can't convince me that won't be what I would choose.
All right.
I would get sued so fast.
Donahue McGibbons. I don't know. It's strange. It's
Donahue?
It's kind of obscure as to where it's from.
Donahue McKibben sounds like he'd have a huge dick.
You sound Irish for sure.
Okay, it sounds kind of Irish. Oh yeah, no, it just sounds Irish.
Very Irish.
Sarah?
Oh, what was that Austin Powers character? Pussy Galore?
You'd be Pussy Galore.
You just throw glitter at people's eyes. Pussy Galore stress again.
On something really aggressive and confrontational.
Octopussy.
Pussy galore.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
It's fabulous and feminist.
Well, thank you for joining me. Pussy Galore, Max Powers, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. I'm your host, Donahue McGivensfield. Chupacabra.
The Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
Yeah, that was another episode of Guys Talk About Stuff.
The Chupacabra.
Yeah!
Chupacabra. Chupacabra.